Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs, and we are back with more of Couples Month. I hope you had a great Valentine's Day and a great President's Day weekend. If you're off from work today, congratulations. I'm glad we're still with you. The music in the background is from our good friend, Mr. Torrin Wells. Make sure you grab a copy of his new album, Citizen of Heaven. Today on the show are two of my favorite podcast hosts, Jax and Shaw from The Bubbly Sesh. It is a Hallmark podcast, and we talked at Christmas about having a Hallmark show more than just once a year, and so this is a little tip of the hat toward that. Our Hallmark friend, Jen, that is always on the shows, is in here with me as well. Jamie, who's usually with us, is traveling the world with Pentatonix, working on their tour, and so it was me and Jen in here, and we thought it'd be fun to do the intro together and then jump in with the girls. But they call it in the middle. So here's our attempt at the intro to talk to Jax and Shaw in my conversation with Jen and Jax and Shaw from The Bubbly Sesh. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I am your host, Annie F. Downs. I know I don't sound just like myself, but I have a little bit of a cold, and it's given me a little bit of a deeper voice, but I promise it's me. Sitting right across from me right now in the studio, Jen, our favorite Jen, who helps us with all things Hallmark. Jen.
Hi.
Hi. We're so glad you're back.
This is so fun to be back.
We're doing everything we promised, that we said we would have shows about Hallmark, not just at Christmas.
And here we are.
And here we are. Sadly, our the third leg of our Hallmark stool, Jamie, is flying around the world working for Pentatonix.
Yeah.
Is that right? So if you are seeing Pentatonix in concert anywhere on the other hemisphere, Jamie is with them. Jen, one of my exciting things, we have a couple of exciting things today. You're here, and we get to talk to the girls from Bubbly Sesh.
So fun.
I love that show.
They get to talk about all of our favorite things all the time.
Every Hallmark movie. They just recorded an episode with Jenna Claire Mason Moffat, our favorite Broadway Glinda, and they're coming on here today. I first want you to know the reason I called you in today, not only because my voice is lacking and I needed backup, but also because you really are faithful to year-round Hallmarking.
I really am.
And you love the ones all year.
I do. I think all the seasonal ones are very good. I like some of them more than the Christmas ones.
I know you do. Has there been one yet this year that you like found extra great?
Actually, this past weekend one I thought was really good. I could not tell you the name of it at this moment.
Oh, boy. You don't have your app? Doesn't it check things off in the app?
I haven't checked it off. It was with,
Jen.
Taylor Cole.
Uh-huh.
And.
Do you want me to look at my app?
Yes, please.
I'm so embarrassed for you.
She was a matchmaker and was going to set up, is it Ryan Peavy?
Wow, I'm looking.
I'm like embarrassed that I don't know.
I'm embarrassed for you. No, I'm just kidding. It is fine that you don't have it memorized.
Something matchmaker, like Valentine Matchmaker or something is probably the name of it.
Valentine Matchmaker. Let me look. Love Ever After is this particular series.
Correct. That's the Valentine series.
Yes. Okay, you got your phone, Jen.
Okay, now we're in business. I watched Matching Hearts yesterday after I DVR'd it Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it was really cute. It was Taylor Cole and Ryan Peavy. and she owned, or she didn't own, she kind of was running a matchmaking service. And he was going to be a client, and then...
Adorable.
You know, maybe he didn't need the matchmaking service.
Someone told me today on Instagram that I should watch one about Iceland because it's someone who has a podcast.
Oh, yeah. She was in Iceland and helped produce podcasts and then came up with her own show idea.
My gracious. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you haven't told me this sooner. Did you like that one? I haven't watched that one.
Clearly. I did like that one. That was that was one of the winter ones, like in January.
Okay. Are they going to start having them every month?
Winterfest. Oh, they already do. Last year they had them almost every month.
Wow.
We have Winterfest. We have the Valentine's. They have a spring thing.
Here comes Shaw. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Annie.
Okay, tell me where you go when they say to you, y'all are going to be the host of the countdown on this very day that we're releasing, President's Day. Do they have a studio set up for you in New York? Do they fly you to LA? Do you go to Canada like everyone else on Hallmark?
No, but we would. We would happily go to Canada.
Yes, and ma'am. So would we.
We've been to LA for TCAs, which is a lot of fun, but we record the hosting wraps. We record them in our backyard in New York City at a studio here. So that's a lot of fun. Shaw and I get really excited when we know we're going in for one of those.
Yeah, it's really fun. And we've done a few now, so we know like the crew, and there's usually the same director that does it with us. And actually, my talent agency is in the same building. So I usually get to see my agents, and then I get to go right upstairs and then shoot, or vice versa. So.
But fun fact, whenever Shaw and I are going there, even we've been to that building multiple times, we're always together and we always get lost on the way there, but luckily we're always really early, but we're always like, wait, where? How do we get into this building that we've been in 15 times?
Every gosh darn time. And that happened to me even before shooting with Hallmark, because I would go, you know, to Atlas and I'd be like, wait, are they, they're next to this restaurant, aren't they? Like, where is the building? I don't know why that building is mystifying.
It is elusive.
It's elusive, exactly. It's playing hard to get. But no, it's a lot of fun. It's a really good time.
So y'all are on the whole day.
We are, yeah. And that countdown, that awesome. I think, is it like a full 24 hours, Shax?
I think it
starts at like 11.
It starts at night, and then we'll rock right through till sunrise and be on with you guys.
That's impressive. Did you know it was called a wraparound?
I did not.
A wrap up? What'd y'all call it? Actually, a wrap up?
Hosted wraps. It's a hosted wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know
the
lingo. But I like what you said, Annie. I think that's a thing that could happen.
Wrap around, yeah. I'm a real pro. Y'all are, keep me down
let's
here.
Let's get that going.
Yeah, y'all just tell Hallmark's going to be like, let's keep Annie down at the Dollywood movies and just that be enough.
Wait a minute. Wait, first of all, I got to ask y'all though, seriously, at the end of the episode, at the end of the Christmas episode, the goal for years moving forward is you're going to do one Hallmark movie, right? Like every year. So we got to get you guys in another one this year.
Yes. Jen, talk about our goals.
Yes. We think, you know, we're starting small and build up. We're on set for Dollywood. Jamie got her back was in it. and we would just like, you know, to move up, maybe have a small speaking role by the end of something.
Yeah. By like the end of the decade, probably. But we just want to do, our goal is to be like Where's Waldo? Of Christmas movies, where every year people are like, well, Annie and her friends are in it in one of these somewhere. We just have to find them.
Oh, I can ship this. I'm in full support of this.
Okay, great.
This sounds like a lot of fun. And we can live tweet. We get the hashtag going. Where's Annie and Friends?
Annie and Friends. Oh, I like that. That's really fun. But we got to see more than the back of Jen's or Jamie's coat.
I know. We were disappointed, but it was just one of those days, Shaw, where what kept happening, everything just went sideways. It rained when it wasn't supposed to rain. They didn't tell us what coats to wear, and so we didn't wear the right coats to be in the right scenes. I mean, it was like, it just all went a little bit sideways, but it was still awesome to see Dolly, and we just love Dollywood. And so it still was a huge win, but we were, it did not go the way we thought. But in 2020, we're hopeful. We're very hopeful.
I think it just to be near the presence of greatness that is Dolly Parton in Dollywood is just enough to make a dream come true. So that's
I know.
Amazing.
I was just sorry y'all weren't there. As we were driving over, I was like, oh man, I hope Jackson Shaw are there.
I know. We would have, that would have been so, I mean, trust me, we would have loved that too. We tried to see if we could get Dolly on the podcast. Obviously we had Danica, who's so wonderful, but Dolly had a busy year last year. She was doing a lot.
She had quite a year.
But we were in a Hallmark movie. We were in a fall Harvest movie, but we haven't done a Christmas one yet. So,
Jen, you saw him on the Fall Harvest.
I did.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
We saw y'all in it. Didn't you have, were you working at somewhere?
Like a farm or something or a festival?
That's right.
Oh, God, a festival, please. And thank you. We were, right? I mean, do we not all live for the festivals? I do. I told Jax, I was like, I think I said it to our producer. I was like, you can put, you know, the Leaf Peepers, which is what we were. We were like, the Leaf Peepers would be at the festival, I think. Like, they would be trying to get, like, people on the tour. And then they ended up putting us in.
She planted that seed. I planted this. Grateful she did.
Yeah, it was really, you know, I don't know, secretive how much I wanted to be a part of that festival scene. I didn't put it out there at all. No, I was, like, pretty direct about it.
You got to manifest.
Yes, exactly right. So, anyway, we had our friend, actually, who's another podcaster, Annie. I don't know if you know him, Danny Pellegrino.
Oh, yeah.
He recapped the movie with us and asked us what we would be in all of the other. So in Christmas movies, what did we say we wanted to be? Carolers?
Talked about caroling or carolers. Elves in a department
elves.
Store.
Oh, we could be elves in a department store. Yeah. So maybe you ladies can be elves or carolers with us.
We
that's
all
right.
need to be together.
That would be
really fun.
But also the thing is, I want you guys to go on and star into them because y'all are proper actresses. We are proper extras. Like we are only skilled in the world of extras. We do not need to be a star. We want y'all to star in them.
That is so sweet for you to say. Also, the TV show Extras is a great TV show. Yeah, I gotta say. So proper extras are still amazing in my book. I mean, come on.
Same. No, that is so sweet, you guys. Look, we would love to work more. That would be amazing. I mean, the podcast has been such a blessing, and it's been so much fun to do this. Where, I mean, you guys are doing it too. Like, we love these movies. They're so much fun to talk about. And the fact that this is my job is sort of like, it's surreal still, you know? It's pretty crazy.
Will you back us up for those of our friends who are just meeting? And it is couples month. So Jen and I are here. Jackson Shaw are there in New York. Back us up and tell us how y'all met and why you even started talking about Hallmark on a podcast. Because now the podcast is under Hallmark's wing. But when you started, when we first became friends, y'all were just doing your own show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, back to our meet cute moment, because we talk about that in a show.
That's one of our segments.
Shaw and I were in an acting class together, and she was doing a scene, and she was so funny. And I might have been her reader for the scene, and I thought, oh my goodness, this girl's so talented and funny. I just want to be her friend, or I want to get to know her. So I pursued her friendship pretty heavily.
Well done.
I was courting her, I will say, and we became friends.
Well, and I have to say, I was not at all, like, I totally fell in love with you too. And I think the courtship, I feel like I also was in it to win it with you. Yeah. Isn't that so funny, ladies, when you have friends that you meet that you instantly, and I think it happens more with, you know, with women, where you instantly connect with another woman, where you go, oh my gosh, we're kindred spirits. Like, we're connected.
Yeah.
So, that sort of is how it started. We were both actors, but we lived far apart from each other, because in New York, like, if you live in, like, a completely different neighborhood, sometimes you can see each other. So you have to really make the effort. And we tried to, but we would see each other at auditions and stuff. And then you moved to my neighborhood.
I did.
Which I
loved. That helps.
And you immediately.
Totally coincidentally, guys. It was an equal pursuit.
Sure. It's fine, Jax.
Later,
it's fine.
After we had met. Yeah, exactly. Jax is like staking out. No. But you were like, Shaw, I'm on the Upper East Side now. Like, I moved. Like, we've got to hang out. Like, I'm in the hood. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. And then we started hanging out, and we were like, look, we got to do something together. We got to creatively collaborate on something together. And we were going to do, like, some shorts. We tried to do, like, film a few short films, which will never make the internet. I don't even think they're edited. Like, we did shoot them, but, like, anyway, you guys.
I do remember them fondly.
Yeah, I remember them too, but we don't want to see all that. But then my husband actually gave me the idea of doing a podcast, because he said he loved watching Jax and I, when we get passionate about something, he just liked our banter back and forth. And then I was watching these Hallmark movies at the same time, and we went out for bubbly together, and I was sort of having a down day. I was a stay-at-home mom at the time with my daughter, And she was just like, it was just one of those days, you know, where she was like challenging and it was just a long day and mama needed a drink. And we went out together and I said, oh my gosh, I put on this movie, Nine Lives of Christmas, and it made me happy. And she was like, Nine Lives of Christmas. I love that movie. And then we got started talking about, do y'all know that movie? Do you know Nine Lives of Christmas?
I don't remember. Do you know that
movie? It's the fireman with the cats.
It's the fireman.
That is exactly what it is. How could you not like firemen and cats?
Yeah, and a hot, let's just be real, a combo. Hot, handsome fireman.
That's right.
With some cats. But yeah, so anyway, we found out that we love that movie, and then we found out that we watch all these movies together. Wow. So then that's sort of how it came about.
Was there ever a point when y'all were sitting there and talking, I think friends do this a lot, where you're sitting together and you have this idea and you go, this could be a business or this could be an idea or this could be something we create. How did you know it was a yes? How did it not just become like, oh, that's a fun idea to think of? How did it become an actual yes? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good question. I mean, I think we were both committed to really wanting to work on this, but Shaw basically learned everything about how to do a podcast. So she made it really easy for me to say yes. She's like, sure. I know how to edit now. I can produce it. I was like, oh, well, I'd be a fool if I didn't say yes to just chatting with my gal pal about this.
We both just got so excited about it. And I think when you, one, click in a friendship, you also click creatively, which I felt like we could tell that, especially about this topic. We had a lot to say. We were passionate about it. And we just like each other. We have a lot of fun together. So when something doesn't feel like work, I think it makes it a lot easier to do, in a sense. And then, I did spearhead sort of, which is in my nature, just who I am, really trying to learn everything I possibly could about putting together a podcast, and did learn how to edit. And that was a journey on its own. We just sort of like, it's sort of more from there. And we listen to a bunch of other podcasts. We both are avid podcast listeners. I mean, we listen to yours, Annie, a wonderful one. But we listen to a bunch of other ones. And so we figured out how are we going to craft the show? Are we going to do segments on our show? Are we going to, are we going to interview talent too? Because originally the idea was, okay, we'll just recap these movies. But then we were like, oh, well, we're actors. We love talking to other actors. Why don't we start interviewing the actors that are in these movies? So then it sort of morphed into being both.
And then someone introduced us to the queen of Hallmark, Candace Cameron Bure, Annie F. Downs,
gave us ultimate
legitimacy in the Hallmark world. Thank you, Annie F. Downs.
Well, my pleasure. I like when my friends become friends of my friends. It's very fun to me.
I mean, Annie, you know what the queen said to us? She said, when Annie F. Downs put in the good word about you ladies, I knew I had to come on.
So really, it was you.
And then when we came to Hallmark and we pitched, and the fact that we had Candace on the show was just a huge, because she really doesn't do that many interviews like that.
Right.
You know, not with sort of like niche sort of media.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for her to give us her time and for you to put in the good word with her really, really helped us. And it helped us here. Like it helped us get here. So, I love your show. It's because of you. It's because of you.
It's all because of me. I'm very happy to help. Okay, a question people ask me all the time that y'all are talking about right now is people always say, I want to start a podcast. What do I do first? When people ask y'all that, what is your answer of what they should do? If they're sitting there today and they think, me and my best girlfriend want to talk about gardening, or me and my wife want to do this, or me and my husband want to do this, or my kids want to do a podcast. Like, how do we even start one?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And there's so many different ways to answer it, right? I think at the most basic level, even before you get into, as Shaw's talking about going more in depth, of course, the editing and actually what service do you use? How do you upload it? How are we going to structure the episodes? What are the segments going to be? Because a lot of it, as you know, sometimes it just sounds like it's fun, it's talking, but there's a lot of structure even within part of the conversation that's unstructured. I think for me, I think podcasts are great. I listen to a bunch of different podcasts, but I would never be someone who would do something without a co-host. For me, I always need that person that is going to be in it to win it with me, ride or die. We're in it together and talking about something that we're passionate about. For me, that was the most basic level.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the chemistry, like if you do need a, if you want a co-host, the chemistry definitely has to be there and the banter has to be there. When people just sort of tell me, oh, I have this idea, the first thing I say is, are other people doing it? And that was one of the first things I did when we said we wanted to do this. I looked and saw, okay, well, really not many people are doing what we're thinking of doing, like really right. recapping every single Hallmark movie and interviewing talent. There was maybe one podcast at the time when I looked that was sort of doing it, and that's about it. So if it's a topic that's heavily covered, which you now know, Annie, I mean, there's you started doing podcasts when nobody was doing podcasts.
Really, yeah, you know? Yeah, but there are fewer of us for sure.
Right? And, you know, now everybody, honestly, the joke is literally everyone has a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you have to look and see first if the topic is being covered that you want to do. And then if it
is. And is the answer always, keep going. If it is covered, is the answer not to do it?
No, I think it's to find your take on it.
Yeah.
Or how can I make it unique? Or how can I make it different than, you know, somebody else that's covering gardening? You know, maybe it's you and your husband read self-help books and you garden as therapy, and then that's your, you know, that's your way into gardening, but you're really working on your marriage together, right, and that's what right. you do when you garden.
Oh,
you
know? I love that. Or,
that's so beautiful. I know, that's actually a great show. Okay.
You know, and your relationship blossoms and it grows. But that's the first thing I would say to somebody. And then it really is learning the components of how to put it together, which now it's so cool, actually, that you really, I mean, you can buy a mic on Amazon. It's actually super easy to get the tools that you need. Yeah. And there's so many services now.
You're like, it's easier than when I learned, you guys. Yeah. It's easier now.
Right? What do you say, Annie? What do you say to people when they ask you that?
I mean, that you're giving the similar advice. I just say, all you got to do is get a microphone. You can do it. And I'm with you. You should look at the audience and look at the market and see what else people are creating that is similar to you, and then decide where your voice is. Because if there's something you love that you want to talk about, just because someone else is talking about it doesn't mean you shouldn't. Just don't say the same things.
Yep. And I think that's really cool too, because your listeners want to get to know who you are. You know, right. I think there's a certain really like cool thing about podcasting being this platform where your listeners get to know you, the host or yeah. hostesses in our case, you know,
right.
Which is really neat.
So I'm going to ask all three of you, Jen and Jax and Shaw, to tell me two other podcasts you're listening to besides the two represented today. Tell me two other shows you're listening to that you think people would enjoy listening to.
I'll go first. These are wildly different from each other.
Cool.
I love listening to Boss Files with Poppy Harlow.
Okay.
She interviews a lot of entrepreneurs and CEOs. She works for CNN, but she's a really, even though she has hard hitting journalist questions because she's a journalist first and foremost, she's one of the most empathetic interviewers that I've ever heard. And I just think she is a fascinating person, and she really cares to do a deep dive on the people she speaks to and ends up getting really meaningful content.
Okay.
And I would say the second podcast that I really enjoy is, this is funny because I'm not single, but I like it. It's called This Is Why You're Single. And it's a podcast about dating.
What?
And they play games and they're really fun.
Did you know oh, about
they're
that
so great. I need to add it to my
I know.
They're so great. Library. We've had them on the Bubbly Sesh, and Jax introduced me to them, and they are so much
I
fun.
I love them. They're really fun.
Jax, is it going to make me feel good about my dating life, or is it going to make me feel bad about my dating life?
Okay, I think that is an excellent, excellent question. I think it'll make you feel good because I started listening to them when I was single and listened to them for about 2.5 years during being single. And they actually were really helpful to me, feeling like I had a community that I was connected to. And also the trials and tribulations of dating and of not dating.
Sure.
So I think that you would find it fun. And they also play games that are so silly and awesome and wonderful. And they're two gals that are best friends. So I think that it's a really fun show to listen to.
Okay. What you got for me, Shaw?
Well, to piggyback off of Jax with two best friends who are really fun. I love the podcast Directionally Challenged with Candace King and Kayla Ewell.
I don't know it. Do you know it, Jen?
No.
Some people might know it from both of those women were on The Vampire Diaries. Uh-huh. So they're both actors and really close friends. And when they turned 30, they decided to do a podcast about their 30s. So they interview actors, they interview writers, they interview all sorts. They do self-care episodes. And they really just talk about their journey, you know, as women, their friendship, motherhood. They're both mothers. So it's a cool podcast. There's a lot of different things that they cover. So they're just a lot of fun. And I would say the other one that I love, which is another, I mean, I have a type, right? It's two women,
yep.
Duo of women. Mom Brain is another one that I love. If there are any moms out there, Daphne Oz and Hilaria Baldwin, they do this one together. And it's really great. They have all sorts of experts on. They talk about their motherhood journey. I've learned so, so much from them. So I really like that podcast. And Dax Shepard's podcast.
Oh, for sure.
I think he's one of the best interviewers out there right now, armchair expert. I love him and Monica. I love Monica sort of fact checking him.
Yeah,
that cracks me up. Some really cool interviews on that one.
I love that too. Jen, what do you got? What are two that you love?
Well, armchair expert was going to be one, but yes. I'll pick another. was more of a series. The Washington Post did a couple years ago, but I listened to it probably a year ago, was Presidential.
Uh-huh.
And this girl leading up to the last presidential election profiled every president from George Washington
through. Like, did a show about each president?
Mm-hmm. And she had experts on that were historians based on that. And she would ask each person, what would you tell me if you were setting me up on a blind date with this president?
Oh, my gosh.
And it ended up being, like, the most interesting, like, because it was, like, qualities you wouldn't know. And her whole point was, like, getting beyond, it's like looking at the person and their leadership style beyond, like, the few facts we remember from fourth grade American history or whatever.
I love that.
So I just thought that one was super interesting, but I also like politics.
Yeah.
Another one I would say that I enjoy listening to a lot is actually the Sunday Sit Down with Willie Geist.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're short because they're on the TV show. They're usually like 30 minutes, and he usually has actors or other people in public life.
Yeah.
And he is good. I just think he's a good interviewer and interesting people on.
Yeah.
And they're short. A lot of, I mean, because like Dax's is,
oh my gosh, two hours.
2 hours, which I happily listen to.
Yeah.
But it's also nice to have short ones.
Yeah, I have to have the time to really listen to that one because his are usually, they are long. I mean, they're good. I just have to have have to have that parceled out, or I have to have a stopping point. Like, I have to figure out where the stopping point's going to be so that I can pick
back
up. You know what I mean?
So what do y'all think it is about podcasting and friendship that goes, because I have so much fun having y'all on the show when I have guests on the show that are like people that I actually really like, you know, and y'all get to sit down together and do shows all the time. What is the secret sauce of getting to do this with friends? Why is this working for y'all?
I think that underneath it all, first and foremost, is our friendship is what always comes first. I think that the cool thing, though, is we spend a lot of time together, both on and off the podcast, but on the rare occasion where we haven't really gotten to check in too much, which actually at this point is very rare, every once in a while we will that's not fair to say. We catch up on our regular lives outside of the show all the time, but actually we don't talk about the movies too much until we're seshing about them. So really, and that actually changed a little bit since we've come to Hallmark. We before would maybe talk about the movies before, but now we truly do kind of save it for the pod. So I will be sometimes squirming in my seat, wanting to text Shaw something about the movie when we're watching it on Saturday night, if we're not watching it together, and being like, save it for the pod. But then by the time we get to talk, it's very organic because I've been waiting to talk to my friend about this.
Yeah. I gave Jax this book for Christmas. I gave her this book called Work Wife because she's my work wife. I don't know if y'all know that book?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I thought was really cool, they go through all these different case studies and all these different female-run businesses where they're running it with a work wife. So it's two women running either a business together, a podcast together, whatnot. And something that they highlighted that I remember is talking about how when you work with your friends or any sort of female partnership, humans tend to seek out similarity, But actually the most, you know, and similarity is really good for bonding, you know, and it's crucial in professional pairings to really understand one another and get one another. But when you're doing it with a friend that might have a different perspective than you, which a lot of times Jax and I mean, we're not the same person. We have a lot of different opinions about things. The cool thing is our friendship holds us accountable, I think, to being understanding of one another and compassionate to one another. And I think recently we've really built this up where we've been working on it, where we really are honest with each other. Like, we don't assume certain things about each other just because we might think we know because we're friends. Like, we actually ask each other and have, like, we over-communicate or have, like, really honest conversations. And I think that's a really great thing about doing it with your friend, because there's this natural, like, we love each other. We want the best for each other, and we want the best for our show and ultimately for the other person. So there's a lot of understanding and a lot of compassion in a friendship.
Hey friends, just interrupting the show with the bubbly sesh gals to tell you about our friends over at Indeed.com. When you start your hiring process, you may have questions. Will you find good applicants to choose from? What about education and experience? And how will you know if you've made the right hire? Indeed is here to help. Millions of great candidates use Indeed every day to find their next opportunity. You can post a job in minutes and use screener questions to help create your short list of applicants. And do it fast. Also, add skills tests to your job post so you can be confident of your applicants' abilities. Their library of more than 50 skills tests ranges from industry-specific skills like accounting to general aptitude tests like critical thinking. Indeed gives you the smart tools to make hiring decisions quickly and to be confident that you're making the right hire for your team. Post your job today at Indeed.com/soundsfun and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. That's Indeed.com/soundsfun. Terms and conditions and exclusions apply. And this offer is valid through March 31st, 2020. That's Indeed.com/soundsfun. And we'd also like to thank our friends over at Flamingo. You guys know Flamingo are my very favorite razors. They are literally the only ones I use. So often women's razors are overpriced, and there are so many options at the store that it's hard to decide. But Flamingo is a body care brand that makes award-winning razors at half the price. Remember, Flamingo was started by a group of women at Harry's, which is the men's shaving brand, and they wanted to create a better experience for women too, such as razors that are beautiful and affordable. And I absolutely love mine. I have one that I keep at home and one that travels with me. The closeness of the shave and the comfort, the look and the feel of the handle is awesome. And I love the gel that comes along in the package as well. So you guys need to try the Flamingo Shave Set for just $16. It's your entire shave routine, including Flamingo's award-winning razor, shave gel, and body lotion. Plus, they throw in a slip-free shower hook that I love. I'm telling you, shaving feels better when it's not overpriced. And with their 30-day money-back guarantee, you can try Flamingo risk-free. Flamingo is in over a million bathrooms, and it can be in yours too for just $16 with free shipping today when you visit shopflamingo.com/Annie. That's me. That's shopflamingo.com/Annie, A-N-N-I-E. I hope you guys will try it. And now back to the show. I was just sitting here thinking, there have got to be so many of our friends listening who either work with their spouse or their partner or work with a friend. How do you, and I have to think about this because so many of like my manager is one of my closest friends, and we were at Jen's house on Saturday. Jen threw the cutest Valentine's party, you guys, on Saturday, where we all brought our favorite things and had soup. And
that sounds so fun.
It's so I wish we lived it. I wish like Nashville wasn't so far away and we could just, you know, hop on over.
Next February, come down. This is my second year to do it. I'm going to do it again.
Okay,
y'all,
cool.
You know, I think all the time I wish we lived in the same city as y'all. I think about it every time I'm in New York. I'm like, oh, why do I not just live closer to Jackson's, y'all? And Jenna Claire, to be fair.
And we didn't even hang out at Georgia. We didn't even know each other at UGA.
And we didn't hang out with Monica Padman either. Yeah, we all just missed each other.
I know. We weren't even friends with Monica Padman.
That would have been a fun trio.
That would have been awesome. Darn it.
Anyway, my manager's in our friend group, and we have to like choose not to talk about work while we're in a fun setting and just having fun. How have y'all learned that balance of like, we're going to dinner to talk about our families and our lives, and or we're going to dinner because it's a work dinner. How do you balance that for the people that are doing that in their lives right now? What are some tips on how you do that well?
That's a great question. And something that, again, I think we've just sort of in the last 3 or 4 months really honed in on. I mean, we just say to each other, no talking about work at this dinner or this drinks or whatever we're going to. I think the only time it's actually difficult is sometimes we are so excited about something that's going on in the Hallmark sphere that that's when we're dipping into it. It's not that we'll talk about boring logistics or anything like that. But I think we really also, I think for us as friends and as individuals, sometimes you really need to step into, okay, what is the real deep real talk? What's actually going on with your family? How are you self-actualizing? All that deep stuff and all the fun stuff that we don't always get to get to when we're at work with each other. I think we've been pretty good at just setting those friend dates where we just say, hey, we're not talking about anything related to work. And we all threw on it, I think.
We really do. And I feel like we even go a step further where if we start to do it, one of us will hold each other accountable and be like, wait, but we're not talking about that right now. We're going to stay on track and like, just like, so what are you reading? Like, what are you reading right now? What are you, you know what I mean? Because it's going to bleed over a lot because it's a huge part of your life, like who you work with, what you're doing for work. But yeah, friend dates. We call them our friend dates. We actually go on like a friend date together.
So where smart.
We're like, we're going.
Proper friend date.
It's a proper friend date. We're going to go socialize. That's the other word we use. We're like, we're going to go socialize.
Our social time.
It's our social time.
It's nice.
Yep.
It is really important. I think that I'm someone who I've never been good at separating that stuff out. I'm not great at compartmentalizing because I feel like I love my life just as a whole so much, whether it's like the family I used to babysit for has become my New York family. And I'm not necessarily a great person with boundaries. And I've learned in this, that's something that can be good about me because I like with the babysitting family, I love them fiercely. Now they're just my family. But with this, the intentionality of actually, not just for Shawl and for our friendship together, which is obviously so important to me, but for myself to say, oh no, I know I'm not always great at sharing things about what's going on in my life. And I know if I'm going out to Shawl for social time, she's going to ask me some questions, a lot of them in a great way. But I know that I'm going to have to reflect on that. And I love that about our friendship because it also makes me accountable for being sort of emotionally in touch with who I am, which doesn't always necessarily happen. So I'm very grateful for that just for myself as a person.
Yeah.
And I feel like for me, I'm someone who, it's so funny, we're like the opposite. Like, I feel like I am good about like boundaries, especially like in my professional, you know, relationships and such. But I think the number one thing for me is that I really need to feel like I'm close to someone.
Really?
And for me to feel like I'm close to you, it can't just be that we have this hobby together that we love and that's it. Like, I think a lot of our strength as a duo and as a partnership is our friendship. And if we don't keep that strong, then that's gonna show in our relationship. One, because I don't want that. I love being close friends with my Jax, and I love hearing about what she's got going on outside of what I do with her. But two, it also is gonna affect what we have here. And I think it's really important to keep that strong.
When you have a hard day or when things go sideways, but you still have to record, how do you do that? Or do y'all just not have bad days?
Oh, if only. Right? That would be awesome.
You know, that's interesting because I do think what is so cool about us, at least up until this point, this is what has happened. Even if we are having something where we disagree, or not even disagree, but even if individually we're having a tough day or we're both having a tough day, maybe it has nothing to do with each other, but maybe our days are just not great. There is something. And I think it maybe even as we're getting taken back in time and it's just you and me and the mics, but I do feel like once we actually sit down to talk, no matter what's happening in the outside world, that, I don't want to say magic, but I'll say magic is back again. And there's never any, and we've actually talked about this, no matter what's going on, we've never had to quote unquote fake anything on the podcast, which is actually really remarkable because I've been in situations where I've been on stage with someone where I know, like you know, I can feel the tension with them because we just had a fight backstage or my stage manager is mad at me for something and I know that everything's weird. With Shawl, it's almost like in that moment, we can forget about what, is that true? You're nodding. So that makes me feel good, right?
Yeah, I think there's, yes, I agree with you. And I'm going to affirm this even more, which is I think that we can escape into this a little bit too. Yeah. That's the beauty of this. I mean, that's the beauty of these movies.
That's the beauty of Hallmark. We say it a lot.
I mean, that's the beauty of these movies for real. I mean, there is a certain level of escapism and positivity that surrounds them that obviously we love sipping that Kool-Aid. Like we're going to do it, you know?
Right.
But I think the other part about it that I find when I'm having a rough day or whatnot, or if tragedy happens, you know, which we've both had, you know, we're human, like bad things happen, or sad things happen. And, if there's a morning or a day where we're coming in to record and something has happened, the awesome thing again about having a close friend is that you can confide in your friend. You might not go completely into it, but you can say, hey, this happened. And you can even be as honest as to say, like, I actually don't want to go into it because I'm going to, like, lose control. Yeah. And this is usually me. I'm like, I can't go into it because if I do, I'll just, like, erupt and, like, I can't get back to, like, a good place. But if I was just working with a coworker, I might not have that ability to be that honest. You know, and so when I'm with my friend, I can, that's when our friendship, the strength of our friendship and knowing the other person and knowing sort of how they deal with things in their life. You know, I think Jax always is like, okay, totally got it. Like, no problem. Or like if we're weird, right? Like if there's weird energy, like I'll usually call it out and I'll be like, look, there's weird energy. It's not you. It's all me. Or it's this that happened earlier. And again, we can be honest with each other because we're close friends.
I was joking with Shawl the other day. She's really good about getting it on the table, but I'm Shawl's a very direct person. I think I'm very direct, but sometimes Shawl will call out a weird energy thing. And I'll be like, I don't feel any weird energy. And then I'll be like, oh wait, Shawl knows when I'm in a weird mood before I know when I'm in a weird mood. I'm not even covering it up or trying not to be honest. But when I reflect or when she says, like, is something up? And I'm like, no. And then I'm like, actually, there is something that's up.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you all about it. Is that okay? And she's like, of course. And that actually is really great to be around someone who, Shawl's a very intuitive person. So even if I think I'm covering or if I'm not aware that I'm covering, it's nice to have someone that is so tuned in to me, even when I'm not in tune with myself.
Really sweet.
Jax, you're a sweetheart. I mean, what do you think, Annie? I mean, how do you sort of with your female friendships or people that you work with?
That's one of the reasons I wanted Jen in here is because when we do the shows, we share a ton of life. And so it is a little bit different because I don't directly work with any of my very best friends except in moments like this when we're sitting in the studio. But I just think having good boundaries of knowing what is good for work. And because even sometimes at dinner you go, I just want to process what just happened at work. And I know you were there. But the downside is if you do that all the time and then at some point work ends and your whole and that's the foundation of your friendship, the friendship can't survive without it.
That's right.
And I don't want friendships that don't survive without work.
Absolutely. I think that, I mean, I'm like going to hone in on that right there because I think that's what it is. It's the foundation. You have to keep it strong. You have to keep that strong. You have to keep the foundation strong. I mean, really, talk about friendship. That's marriage. That's family members. I mean, you have to keep the foundation of relationships strong in order for them to survive and thrive.
Shawl, you're very wise, ma'am.
Honestly, I'm just, you know, this is the thing. I'm watching all these movies and it's starting to, you know, all these little wisdom moments and all these screenwriters are writing all these little life lessons in and I'm just collecting
you're just
them all.
Taking
you
them.
Know?
I love it.
Yeah, I'm just taking them.
Okay, so let's take a couple of minutes and let's talk about the year-round Hallmark movies. Jen is already a little bit caught up on this series. What's the series called again?
Love Ever After.
Love Ever After.
Love Ever After. Do y'all love the year-round ones? Jen loves the year-round ones as much as she loves the Christmas ones. Do y'all feel the same?
Okay, so yes, I do feel the same, but I'm happy to hear that Jen feels that way because a lot of Hallmarkies, Hallmark viewers don't. People live for Christmas. So, Jen, I'm happy that you're in the club, yeah, that you enjoy them just as much.
I feel like from the first time we did the Hallmark podcast, I was like the only one that even knew that other Hallmark, yes, movies existed.
It's true.
I think some of my favorite ones are not Christmas movies.
Really?
What's one of your favorites, Jen?
Well, my favorite Christmas movie is Snow Bride. I just don't know that it'll ever get dethroned.
Oh, my gosh. Mine, too. It's one of my favorites, too, Jen. It is absolutely one of my favorites. What's one of your favorite non-Christmas movies?
I love Summer Villa in Italy, yeah, with France. Mm-hmm. They're in France. Italy. I don't know.
It's an exotic locale.
It is. It's somewhere in Europe.
It's European.
It's probably not even a real country.
Exactly.
And that was a Hillary Burton movie, I think.
Yes,
wasn't it?
It was.
Hillary Burton,
yes,
Victor,
and
Victor
Webster.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all had him on?
We haven't had Victor Webster on yet. I mean, it's the family of stars is growing so much. I mean, he's always, yes, been a part of the family, but we are hoping to keep on adding more interviews because we've had a lot of people on, and we'll continue to this year. We're trying to like see if we can get some new people on because sometimes we've had some repeats of people,
yeah,
either because, yeah, I mean, selfishly, maybe we just adore them. And also, sure, like they've got a big movie out and people want to hear about it. But no, we haven't had him on yet.
I feel like it was y'all and Jen literally at the same time that told me the day I was at Home and Family that I was on with Victor Webster. That y'all were like, I think you saw him in my Insta story, Shaw, where you're like, Annie, yes, that is Victor Webster.
I think he's so cute.
The man, the myth, the legend.
I mean, he's so handsome. And that's so fun, Annie, that you've been on Home and Family. That whole team of people is just top notch, aren't they?
Aren't they the best? They love y'all so, aww, much.
Honestly, working here is really, you know, people ask me, I mean, Jax, you and I talk about this all the time. People will ask us all the time, like, is it really that nice? Is it really, like, are people, you know, because people want us some, I get it. I mean, yeah, there's, like, the cynical part to humans where we're, yeah, like, it can't be that good and nobody's,
right,
that nice.
And what's the tea?
What's the, yeah, spill, yeah, it, please. But everyone is really just awesome. It's so, yeah, boring that way, but everybody's super cool. So,
no, I love
them
it
included.
That way. Yeah, I think they're wonderful. I love Cameron and Debbie. They're a couple I should get on Couples Month next year.
Oh, yeah.
I just love Cameron and Debbie. I think they're so kind. And they always, like, whether they've been prepped really well or they genuinely mean it, they always remember me. I mean, I know they've been prepped, but they're always like, oh, hey, Annie. And I'm like, oh, man, we are friends. I love you guys.
Oh, no, that's genuine. I think that's genuinely, yeah, them.
Also, Annie, yeah, you're Annie F. Downs.
You're
like,
Annie F.
everybody
Downs.
Knows and loves
I know,
you.
But they still know you.
Wait, so you were asking us about what other Hallmark movies we love. But,
yes,
Annie, did you not know any of the other ones? Like, were you only introduced to the Christmas ones and then you didn't know that they did?
Yeah, I was Christmas only. And then Jen introduced us to some of the year-round ones. And I got real, real interested in the harvest season when y'all were stars. That was my favorite non-Christmas season. And I'm with you. I kind of enjoy the other ones around the calendar as well as enjoying the Christmassy ones.
And I feel like there's a lot more. Y'all probably know this for sure. I feel like there's a lot more year-round this year than in the past.
Yeah, it's really cool because Hallmark, the great thing about Hallmark is everything is a celebration. It's a celebration for every season. So just when you are like, oh, I'm sad that Christmas ended, here comes Winterfest. Then we've got Love Ever After. It's like there's always something to look forward to. And I think that, you know, we're all really joyful people here on this podcast. I think that life is a celebration. So it's nice, yeah, that a Hallmark channel mirrors that.
And I, you know, I don't know about you ladies. I'm pretty sure that you're probably in this camp. But, you know, I love romantic comedies.
Yeah,
and I love romantic movies. And they're not really making big budget rom-coms, big budget romantic movies anymore.
Yeah, they're
not.
Really not
in the theater.
We don't ever so, 90s rom-com is no longer.
No.
Hallmark's as close as we're getting.
That's right. And so Hallmark really was that fix for me. And especially when I was like home with my daughter and, you know, I would just have it on. It was nice to have on even when she was around. Like, it's so safe. It's clean. It's bright. It's fun. I leave it on even for my dogs when,
yeah,
I leave the house because it's so happy. I mean, it really is, though. It sort of serves that place where year-round I can get, like, a rom-com romantic fix.
Yes.
But Fall Harvest, I gotta say, is one of my favorite slate of movies just because I love that season too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When they sensory overload me with like some pumpkin spice, you know, I've got my muffins, I've got like it's orange, the leaves are turning, you know, I am so in, I'm into it. Cider, bring it.
Right. Do y'all have movies coming out in this series, the Love Ever After series, that you're more excited about than others? Like, are, have y'all gotten to already see all of them?
Well, when this episode is going to drop on President's Day, right?
Yes, on Monday the 17th.
So what will have just aired is The Secret Ingredient.
Which you know who's in Secret Ingredient,
y'all. I was
about
to say that. I didn't know if you knew that.
Brandon Penny.
Listen, Annie, why do you think I teed that up for you, girl?
Thank you.
I teed it up because that's your man. That's your hallmark man.
That's right.
So that one is actually, it's very sweet. And we have another special Annie friend on the recap with us, Jenna Claire. So
that's the one Jenna Claire got to do. I didn't even tell her it was Brendan Penny movie.
Oh, we did.
She knew.
Oh, good.
She also greeted how handsome and wonderful he is. And we're like, that's Annie's man. And she's like, oh yeah, I can see that.
Jen, do you have a guy that you are into, like a Hallmark?
I'm not as loyal to anyone like Annie is to him. However, there's a few that I really like. I think, well, Victor is one of yours. Tyler Hines, I think, is adorable.
Oh my gosh, he's one of my favorites. Yep.
I like Niall Matter a lot too.
Oh yeah, he was great in Dollywood.
Yeah. But no, I'm not quite as loyal to one as Annie is.
I feel like Niall has a very thoughtful kindness about him that you're like, okay, there's a lot of mystery there, but there's also just a virtuous person.
Right.
He also was behind me in the buffet line at TCA's and was nice to everyone, like so deferentially nice that I almost felt uncomfortable. Like you were so much nicer than I ever thought anyone could be.
Yeah, tell me explain to everybody what the TCA's are.
So basically, it stands for Television Critics Association, but basically, it's a big party. They have them in the winter and in the summers where they announce whatever network you're at for the party, which in this case is Hallmark. Is there any other network? Not in our minds. They will announce their slate for what they've got coming up for the year, for the next half a year.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun because up until this point, you know, we had met decent amount of the people and had a good amount of people in the studio, but we had not been in a situation where it was so many Hall Stars together in one place
Hall
at
stars.
One time. So
that was exciting. Yes.
Hall Stars abound. And it's a fun party too, right? Yeah. Everybody's dressed up and
people have called it Hallmark Prom.
Hallmark Prom. And we, you know, we get to interview some of these people where we didn't get to meet them in person. So it was really exciting because we got to meet them in person. There's also directors there, writers, like a lot of behind the scenes. We were at the Home and Family table. Yeah. You know, if there are When Calls the Heart fans that listen to your podcast, you know, there's a Hardee's table where the Hardee's.
They are loyal.
They're crazy loyal.
They are. They really are. They are passionate. They're a passionate fan base.
They're a passionate fan base.
And it's coming back, When Calls the Heart. It's coming back at the end of this month.
Soon.
So
February 23rd, baby.
February 23rd. But yeah, it's a really fun event. And there's a lot of excitement because everybody is announcing, you know, the slate. And if the actors are in the movies, they'll like stand up or raise their hand and people clap or cheer.
What's different than prom is that Kristen Chenoweth performed.
Yeah. That makes it a little bit different. That's right.
Oh my God.
I had a guy in an acoustic guitar perform me at our prom unsolicited. And then at this, it was Kristen Chenoweth.
Right. Step up. It's a little different.
Annie, you should have Kristen. Have you had Kristen on your podcast? I don't think
no,
so, right?
I would love to have her. Oh, she's so lovely.
She really is. And I feel like y'all would have a really good
Her boyfriend lives in Nashville. I think that's public. Yeah, I think you can Google that. Her boyfriend lives in Nashville, so she's here a lot.
Oh, I did not know that.
Your manager would die.
Yes.
I wish that they would shoot more in the South, period. More movies in the South, you know, in Georgia and in Nashville and in Franklin.
I know.
Isn't Franklin like one of the number one like Christmassy towns
it is.
Like, in the
it
United
is.
States?
Oprah named it the number three Christmas town in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. We're really trying to pitch. We've had two Memphis Christmas movies and now a Dollywood Knoxville Christmas movie. We need the center of the state. We need Tennessee. Nashville. Jen has a question for y'all.
Have y'all gone to any of these Hallmark like Christmas con kind of events?
They did. Yes. Will y'all talk about Christmas Con?
Sure thing. Well, we had the pleasure of hosting all the panels at Christmas Con this past season. And it was really, I mean, it was such, look, they had never done something like that before. A really cool group of women, actually, four women came up with the idea, also fans of Christmas movies, fans of Hallmark Channel. And they just put it together. They put together this fan convention.
Crazy.
Right? Talk about like a crazy idea that like four friends have where they're like,
Hallmark didn't do it. It was just a group of ladies.
Yeah. Hallmark came on and sponsored it, but it is these four amazing women have been best friends for their whole lives. And they had a dream and they followed through with it, which is amazing. It's like a Hallmark movie and they're really sweet.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That really is amazing.
I can't believe that.
I know.
And they got all the stars to go, like y'all and all the people in movies. They got everyone who matters in Hallmark there.
This the sweetest thing is that like y'all, I mean, okay, that's a stretch. I appreciate you calling us stars. See, I can't even like speak. I'm like,
you
that
are,
about
you
it.
Are a star.
But yeah, they did have a lot of people there that a lot of stars there. And it was just one of those, the cool thing is that there were also, I mean, yeah, there were meet and greets, but there were a lot of local businesses there, like selling stuff, like some fun hot sauce and cookies and cupcakes. And
they had all female entrepreneurs selling stuff. And I ran out of Mama's Barbecue Sauce was the name of the company.
Yes.
Last night. It was so good. And it was all female run companies run by these women for covering these movies at a network that is female driven. It felt really, really great. And a lot of families, a lot of best friends, a lot of couples actually, which was cool too.
Mother-daughter pairs. There were a lot of mother-daughter pairs. There was like a crazy sweater contest. I mean, they had a lot of fun little events within the panels.
And like, when we say crazy sweater, it was straight up insanity. You guys, these people were so creative.
I mean, you guys can go back and look at the Bubbly Sash Instagram. We have like a little Insta story bubble where we saved all of sort of our stories that we did.
Good.
Of the event, but it was a lot of fun. And we, again, had the pleasure of hosting a lot of the panels and doing questions for a lot of the talent and then opening it up to the audience. And we met a lot of our listeners in person, which was
such a treat.
Right? I mean, I bet in Nashville, do you get like, I feel like you, Annie, like walking down the street, everybody's like, hey, Annie, my friend. Like, I don't know. I feel
actually,
like.
People do recognize her.
Yeah. But Jen, people also think you are me.
Yes, that is true. It's happened a couple times.
Yeah, where people will, because Jen and I mean, I guess we look kind of similar, but we have different faces. But for some reason, people often think that Jen is me. So she can tell you how much I get recognized because it's about how much she gets recognized as me.
I love that. You like, as friends, like, that's such a testament to who you are.
Do you know who Annie Downs is? Or they have asked, like, are you Annie? And I'm like, no, but she's one of my best friends.
Are you Annie?
Belong to her.
Are you funny? Annie? That is so cute.
Okay, so for our friends who are listening who, like, haven't jumped into non-Christmas Hallmarking at all, this is brand new for them, which of these February movies, all three of you can give me an answer. What's a good February movie they should watch in this series that'll get them into non-Christmas Hallmarking?
Okay, so I hate to sound like I'm just saying all of them are great, but any one of them will work. But as someone who has always been a huge fan of matchmaking and puppies, Matching Hearts is a great way to start it all off. Kick it off with Matching Hearts.
I thought that one was so cute.
Did you, Jen, you saw it, you liked it?
I did. I watched it yesterday.
It's adorable, isn't it?
It was.
Okay, I gotta go with my girl Jax here and say Matching Hearts, but okay. One other one. Yeah, Matching Hearts was really good, you guys. Taylor Cole, Ryan Pavey, they've got good chemistry. Again, they've got Rescue Dogs in there, which is a huge value here at Hallmark Channel, and it just rescuing and adoption and Adopt-A-Shop. So it's really sweet, but also another one, my favorite Hallmark leading man is in it, a Valentine's Match. And that is Luke McFarlane.
You do love him.
He is cute.
I love him, y'all.
I love the way Annie said that.
You do love him.
You do love him. I do, too. He seems so nice.
The way you feel about Brendan Penny is the way I feel about Luke McFarlane.
Okay. That helps me understand some things.
Yes.
Right? It clicked into place for you.
And then we also got to interview him, and I literally slobbered all over him, which is what I've been saying. And it's fine. I admit it, you guys. I slobbered all over him.
Proud of you, Jax. I'm just proud of you.
Shaw.
Sorry.
I would have slobbered.
I know who you guys are. I'm sorry.
I would take credit for the slobbering. I'm not above slobbering. I would.
But, it's because both of your names end in S. That's what throws me off. I know exactly who you are. My brain just doesn't say the right one. I'm sorry.
Well, no. And also, I find on podcasts sometimes it is hard when you are talking to two people, like, who is the person talking? Because sometimes we might start to sound alike. I don't know.
I don't know if this happens to you, Shaw. We haven't actually talked about it. Every once in a while when we're listening to our episodes for edits, I will be like, this has literally happened to me where I'm like, wait, is that me or Shaw? Quick for a hot second. So I think it's funny that people wouldn't mix this up more because if I'm mixing up my own voice with your voice.
Right.
I mean, even when I've listened to the Hallmark show, I've had to be like, okay, wait, that's Annie. That's Jen.
I know.
Like, I've had to piecemeal it out. Don't feel bad. But Matching Hearts, I still think would be mine out of this set of movies. But Love in Store has not premiered yet, and that's at the end of February. So we're not going to spoil anything for that.
Because there's new movies every Friday and Saturday?
Saturday. Okay. Yes. For this slate, there were new movies every Saturday. And of course, The Secret Ingredient is great, too.
Yeah, I'm ready for The
Secret
Ingredient.
The Secret Ingredient looks like it's going to be great.
Yes.
Obviously, haven't seen it. But I agree with Matching Hearts.
Okay.
That one I thought was super cute.
It was really good. And a lot of people loved A Valentine's Match, too, with Bethany Joy Lenz and Luke McFarlane.
Yeah, that one, it was cute, too.
Yeah. And I love weddings. So the June weddings movies are
I do love the June wedding movies.
Right? They're so much fun. So, you know, the Graceland movies, again, you mentioned in your home state.
Yes. I'm real hopeful for another Dollywood next year. They went to Graceland twice. They can come to Dollywood twice.
Yeah. 100%.
Please.
Like, I'm totally in. But ladies, we need to all have like a Hallmark watch party together. Annie, I know we tried to make it happen this year. We couldn't.
We're going
to
do it in 2020. You're 100% right. We tried in 2019.
We couldn't pull it off.
I feel like 2020 is...
It's going to be the year.
Yeah. We have one little idea that we are going to run by y'all in the next month of us all getting in the same place. So just know it's very much on our calendar to be in the same place as Jax and Shaw.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So,
Annie, can I just say that, you know, I know we're probably about to end here, but I just wanted to say to you, and Jax feels the same way. You have supported us from the get-go. You were one of our first guests. You did God Wink Christmas with us before we came to Hallmark Channel.
We were just a little podcast that could.
A little podcast that could,
so
checking
fun.
Up that hill. And then on this past Hallmark Christmas episode that y'all did, you shouted out Bubbly Sesh.
Yes.
Like 4 or 5 times, girl. And we just thank you so much for supporting us. And it's really such a pleasure always like chatting with you and also having a new friend.
I
feel like we're getting closer and closer and building that bond, and it's been awesome. So
I feel the same way, friend. And listen, there are more people getting in the Hallmark Christmas movie podcast game, and I'm still saying y'all are the top of the bunch. So people say, have you listened to this one? This one? I'm like, listen, I ain't got time. I've only got time for Jax and Shaw. So they're my Hallmark girls. So, okay.
Annie,
but y'all know the last question we always ask, because the show is called That Sounds Fun. Will y'all tell me what you do for fun?
Oh, I love this. So for fun, I do escape rooms. I'm an escape room.
We love them too.
We really do like them.
Yes.
I'm not even good necessarily, but aren't they so thrilling, you guys?
Uh-huh. Very. Okay. Do y'all have great ones in New York, though?
Okay, yes. And I have the place that Shell and I will take you.
Okay.
And if you guys are up for it, and you don't have to say yes now, I'd like to do two rooms in a row.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I've never done two rooms in a row.
I have not. This will be a first time for everything. That sounds fun. Two escape rooms in a row. All of us doing it together.
That sounds
Annie,
like a
the gleam in Jax's eye right now. This is Christmas morning for her that you've agreed to do two in a row.
It's an R's
she
too.
She might even get you to three. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She just might.
So that is so fun. What about you, Shaw?
I mean, listen, girlfriend over here is a little bit more boring. I think I love spending time with my family. That's something that it's been so incredible being a mom. I cannot say enough. Like, it's just so awesome. And so that's been a huge part of my life that's been different. And I love hanging out with my family. But the other thing that I love doing is the other thing we do is we dance it out.
Do you?
I put music on and I dance it out. I love any sort of dance class, any sort of like just, I'm not good at dancing, but whatever. I don't care. I love going to dance classes or spinning classes or like anything where I'm getting my body moving.
Yeah.
I'm dancing around. We have dance parties at home. I make my husband dance. He doesn't want to either, but you know, I make him do it. My daughter loves to dance, so she's in it.
She's
to win
a
it
really
with.
Oh, good yeah dancer.
She's in it to win it with me. Our dogs sometimes dance with us. Again, they don't really want to either, but I'm corralling everybody. So,
that's right.
So I do that for fun or hang out with my family.
Y'all are the best. That sounds very fun. You
what
did
do
it.
You do Success. For fun?
I love when people ask me back. Jen, you'll have to answer too. What do I do for fun right now? I'm growing an amaryllis flower, and it's like my new favorite thing is watching this flower grow in my house.
Oh my
So
gosh.
That's what sounds fun to me right
it's
now
beautiful.
Is seeing how my amaryllis has grown today
that's
while I've
beautiful.
Been at work. It's beautiful. Yeah, it really is beautiful. So that's my answer today. Jen, what's your answer? What do you do for fun?
Well, I would say really the most fun thing I've done recently is Saturday having everyone over at my house. I
yes.
love hosting and having people over.
Aww.
But as far as looking forward to fun, I am like dying to go skiing again. I'm going the end of March. If I could pull it off, I would get there sooner. They're yeah. getting the most amazing snow in the West right now.
Okay. Congratulations, Western U.S.
Oh, yeah. They're getting dumped on.
Oh, and I love reading, ladies. I love
yes.
to read, too.
That's good answer.
That's one thing that is just...
You can
I will
go on an adventure.
Always and forever. Love to read.
That'll be y'all's second show you start, Shaw, is we'll start doing bubbly
books.
Sessions over books.
Oh, my gosh. That'd
over
be so
novels.
Much fun.
Bubbly and books.
Bubbly and books. Let's
yes.
do it. You ladies want to do it with us so
yes.
we can all
well, book
join
club.
In on that?
That's right.
I mean, we've got an author right here.
That's right. That's right.
Like,
we won't start with mine.
Of your book. We got to do. So
y'all are the best. Oh, friends, don't you just love him? Jax and Shaw and Jen, I'm just so, so grateful. Listen, if you are a Hallmark fan and you are not listening to Bubbly Sesh yet, go right now, subscribe, and listen. They are so fun. They have so many great Hallmark stars and talk about all the movies that I think you're going to love. And yes, we are all going to watch Brendan Penny's new one because he's just the best. We've got to get him on the show. As long as I can be not weird, I'll do my best. Make sure you give Bubbly Sesh a follow on Instagram, Twitter, all the places. Facebook, tell them thanks for being on the show and how much you love them. You got to go check them out. They're just the cutest. I adore Jax and Shaw. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you need me. That's how you can find me. All right, friends, I think that's it for me today. I hope you're having a great President's Day. Go out and do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. And we will see you back here on Thursday with a couple that I did not think was going to be in the couple series. And then they showed up here and it was a must have. You're going to love this one. See you guys on Thursday.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.